Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A good deal of sunshine across the area for today, with highs looking to reach the mid-30s. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a low of 25. For the day on Saturday, clearing skies and turning milder, up to a high in the lower 50s. And even warmer for your Sunday, lots of sunshine, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 25.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. La Nina has historically brought higher levels of volatility and a bearish sentiment on U.S. ag markets, ranging from corn, wheat, and soybeans. La Nina associated with cooler, wetter conditions along the U.S.-Canadian border, but warmer, drier conditions in much of the southern U.S. and impacts weather patterns around the world. National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center forecasts the chance of La Nina developing at about 85% to 90% this year. What does that mean for U.S. agriculture?
The La Nina so far seems to be a relatively mild La Nina, which may turn out to be good news for farmers for a variety of reasons. So far, the temperatures have dropped to about 0.9 degrees centigrade below their sort of average levels along the central and east central Pacific Ocean, but that drop seems to be slowing. That doesn't mean it can't drop further, so still an unknown aspect.
Well, compared to El Nino, which can be very powerful and last about 12 months, La Nina, typically not quite as powerful, but can last up to 2 or 3 years. He says previous La Nina episodes have two impacts on crop prices.
There's been a tendency for crop prices to decline under La Nina. The declines are not typically huge, but maybe on average you see maybe a 13% drop for wheat prices, maybe 10% drop for soy, 5% drop for corn, because it tends to create very ideal growing conditions. Secondly, though, it tends to create extraordinarily high levels of volatility. We've seen some of our most volatile episodes before in corn, wheat, soy, and in other products during periods of La Nina, where the realized volatility of the market has been maybe 1.5 times normal.
If you want to watch the La Nina and its development, go to NOAA.gov. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
A salute to the FFA. Embracing traditions while looking to the future. We salute future farmers of America. From United Bank and Trust, Alliance Insurance, Valley Vet Outlet, Fashion Direct, Verona Implement, and Cromie Lumber. From the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Landall Corporation, JD Construction, Truck Repair Plus, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
I'm Tara Fox from the Frankfurt FFA chapter. I've been in FFA for 2 years now. It wasn't very active last year, but I still really enjoyed it because I'm a farm kid, and we got a new teacher this year, and he's been a lot of fun, and we've getting to try a lot of new things this year, and I'm really excited for FFA week and to bring my tractor to school. That's about all I can think of.
Megan Jaquist, Frankfurt FFA. My favorite part of FFA is competing in career development events. My favorite CDEs are public speaking, dairy foods, and floriculture. I enjoy learning about all aspects of the agricultural industry. I am currently taking a horticulture class at school. For my supervised agricultural experience, I raise, show, and sell rabbits, which is small animal production and care. FFA teaches students not only about agriculture, but to be productive members of society through education and community service.
Cody Dutzman with the Frankfort FFA chapter, horticulture and animal science. I have taken horticulture for 2 years and animal science for 1 year. I've gone to speech contests twice, beef judging and poultry judging. Dairy judging too. I've been to the FFA banquet.
A salute to the FFA, embracing traditions while looking to the future. We salute future farmers of America from United Bank and Trust, Alliance Insurance, Valley Vet Outlet, Fashion Direct, Bruna Implement, and Cromie Lumber from the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Landall Corporation, JD Construction, Truck Repair Plus, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
It's the biggest gold earned gold rush since 1849.
Your local Napa Auto Parts store, Heenan's Automotive in Marysville, has all Napa Gold filters on sale at tremendous savings. Oil filters, air filters, and cabin air filters to fit every vehicle out there, no matter what you're driving. Those valuable vehicles need to be properly maintained. It can cost thousands to replace an engine ruined by a faulty filter. Stock up now through February 17th at Heenan's Automotive, your Napa Parts store in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. A Topeka man will spend more than 50 years in prison for the slayings of two men, one of whom was dismembered. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that 63-year-old Maximo Campillo Echeverria was sentenced yesterday for the September deaths of 61-year-old Thomas O'Connor and 22-year-old Chance Crank, who was dismembered. Echeverria was convicted in 1981 of first-degree murder in the death of 34-year-old Pedro Mercado. He was paroled from a life sentence in 2000. Kansas drivers will be able to choose a Don't Tread on Me license play under proposed legislation. The Wichita Eagle reports that Representative Blake Carpenter of Derby is among the more than 30 sponsors. The flag has been popularized in recent years by the Tea Party movement, although Carpenter says it's not intended to be associated with a political movement. Several states have their own version of the plates. Kansas lawmakers are also seeking Choose Life and Special Olympics plates. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
During Aaron's anniversary this February, you're going to be blown away with 6 months same as cash. And this weekend only, during our President's Day event, we've got a daily mystery offer for you. For just $1 or $5 or $20, you can get started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Visit a participating Aaron's store or Aaron's.com this Thursday through Monday to discover the daily mystery offer. Transaction advertised through the rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Attention passengers, this will now be our final destination.
This isn't even a stop.
It's a few miles short. It's like a sign-up fee on a personal loan. You thought you'd get the whole train ride, but in the end, you got feed.
Where are we?
Getting a personal loan with a sign-up fee is like taking a train that doesn't reach your destination. Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers no-fee personal loans for home renovations, major purchases, or managing credit card debt. Don't get feed. Visit Marcus.com.
The University of Kansas has reimbursed the state for more than $7.1 million after auditors concluded last year that its social welfare school overbilled the state's Medicaid program. The university had outside auditors review contracts with the Department for Aging and Disability Services, and they determined that many faculty and staff did not have accurate understanding of what was required to charge their time to Medicaid, resulting in overpayments. A former Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy who's accused of not turning over evidence during a narcotics investigation has been charged with official misconduct. The Wichita Eagle reports the charge was filed Tuesday against Justin Price, whose four-year employment with the department ended a couple weeks ago. Sheriff Jeff Easter says a resident involved in the narcotics investigation raised concerns in December. The Wichita Police Department investigated the complaint against Price. Easter described the allegations as an isolated incident. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. The U.S. Senate has confirmed the Lancaster County Attorney to be the next U.S. Attorney for Nebraska. U.S. Senator Deb Fischer said after the confirmation vote yesterday that Joe Kelly has the right experience and relevant skills for this role. A Nebraska state senator says he will not seek re-election this year. Senator John Kuhn of Hartwell says he does not plan to seek a second term in the legislature. Kuhn was elected in 2014 to represent District 38 in South Central Nebraska, and he was eligible to serve a second term. Authorities have released the name of a garbage truck worker who died in a Lincoln accident. A police spokeswoman identified the man as 47-year-old James Baker. He was riding outside the Von Bush & Sons truck yesterday morning when it slid on the ice and struck a tree. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
Y-Star, get the job done.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners appear close to a decision on an extended tax abatement request from Central Valley Ag, which has asked for a 10-year property tax reduction. The current neighborhood revitalization program allows 3 years. Commissioners seem to be in favor of a compromise 5-year plan with no taxes due the first 2 years, then implementing the neighborhood revitalization guidelines the following 3 years. A Central Valley Ag representative was at the meeting last Monday to address questions and reminded commissioners that the company pays $174,000 in taxes annually in Washington County and supports 400 member owners in the county. No decision on the matter is expected until the county attorney has time to review the matter. County appraiser Lance Lease was questioned regarding details of the upcoming public meetings to outline changes in valuation. Commissioners questioned why he had not bid a quote from an individual to do data collections on commercial property. After discussion, Lease was allowed to advertise for a full-time person to assist in the appraiser's office. Washington County Township meeting is set February 28. The county health director advised the department is again giving immunizations. They had temporarily suspended that service after a recent equipment issue. A refrigerator and vaccines damaged when the unit quit were replaced by insurance proceeds. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and approved moving forward with a grant request for construction of a new building in Seneca for the Nemahal Transit and Senior Services. A delegation came before the board asking about the condition of the Burn Oneida Road, a 6-mile stretch north of Oneida on Key Road. They'd like this made into a blacktop road. Commissioners will take your group's comments into consideration when planning future road improvements. Gage County Board of Supervisors recently approved the 1- and 6-year road plans. Those will be submitted to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. The decision followed a recent public hearing. Some 30 projects are expected to be completed this next year in Gage County. Nemahal County Democratic Party will host Colonel Hardin Anderson, a Democratic candidate for Kansas governor, this Saturday, 10 a.m. at the library in Seneca. Public is welcome to attend. Elvenor A. Prawley, age 91, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg Church, north of Bremen. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday, 4 until 6, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elvenor Prawley.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O' Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landolanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O' Lanes.
Here's your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As a large area of high pressure builds into the northern plains this afternoon, expecting fairly quiet weather conditions, with those high temperatures working up into the mid-30s by this afternoon, but some milder temperatures looking to return into your upcoming weekend. Still looking to stay dry for the day on Saturday. We're back in the lower 50s for high temperatures, and even warmer conditions for the day on Sunday, with low 60s for highs, still expecting lots of sunshine. Turning cooler once again, though, by Monday, we're back into the 40s for highs. Taking a closer look at your forecast, lots of sunshine in the forecast for this afternoon, high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a low of 25. For the day on Saturday, clearing skies and turning milder up to a high in the lower 50s. And even warmer for your Sunday, lots of sunshine, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45. Record high on this date, 72. In 1947. The average low 24, the record low is 7 below 0 in 1936. Sunset this evening 6:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:12.
Say goodbye to the rooster and hello to the year of the dog. It's an in-depth look at the Chinese New Year on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd, you blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN88 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN88 to 543-543. That's F-U-N-88 to 543-543.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 16th, the 47th day of the year. Tennis pro John McEnroe has a birthday, and the second new moon after the winter solstice ushers in Chinese New Year. According to the Chinese calendar, 2018 is the year of the dog. Legend says it should be an auspicious year for those born in previous dog years. Those include 1946, 58, 70, 82, and 1994. It's believed that people take on the qualities of the animal associated with their birth year. Dog people are said to be faithful, helpful, and trustworthy. They're good listeners and they make loyal friends. Is it true? You be the judge. Some well-known people born in dog years were Benjamin Franklin, Winston Churchill, George Gershwin, Mariah Carey, and Shirley MacLaine. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Like new, priced right. The Nordis Motor Company has a 2017 Buick Envision, a 2016 Chevy Equinox, 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, and a 2011 Chevy Equinox. Priced right, ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Shaq Morris had 23 points and 13 rebounds, including a tie-breaking putback in the final 2 minutes to help number 19 Wichita State defeat Temple 93-86 last night. Darryl Willis had 24 points for the Shockers, who are now 20-5, 10-3 in American Athletic Conference play. The Shockers overcame, allowing 56 first-half points to gut out a victory heading into the biggest game of the season season so far. The Shockers traveled to number 5 Cincinnati on Sunday. The Bearcats lost at Houston on Thursday. K-State and KU both in action on the basketball court tomorrow. K-State plays Iowa State. Tip-off time in that game at noon. K-State number 4 in the Big 12. Number 2 in the Big 12, the Jayhawks will meet West Virginia. Tip-off 5 o'clock in that match. Mid-America Network Sports.
Mark your calendars for February 24th. That's the date for Stratford Angus annual sale at Pratt Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Getting underway at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Stratford Angus will offer 200 Angus bulls for sale, along with 500 quality replacement heifers. Included in the 200 bulls will be 75 yearling bulls, 75 18-month-old bulls, along with 50 2-year-old bulls. All bulls come with free delivery and board until you're ready to use them. Stratford bulls have an average yearling EPD of 117 and a weaned dollar value of 68. Some of the best in the nation. Stratford Angus understands what cattle feeders are wanting, and Stratford Angus sired cattle are tailored to fit those needs. Steve Stratford is in the marketplace weekly buying cattle and feeding cattle, so you can guarantee Stratford sired cattle will be filling those needs. Text or email for any information you may need about the upcoming sale. Steve and the crew at Pratt Livestock look forward to seeing you there.
Jesse Hahn has changed uniforms and spring training sites in the past 3 weeks, but his goal remains the same, to break camp as a starting pitcher. Hahn was working out last month at Oakland's complex in Mesa and then was traded to Kansas City on the 29th of January in a deal that sent Brandon Moss to the Athletics. Hahn went 3-6 with a 5.30 ERA in 14 games with the A's. He spent time on the disabled list, and he's taken a proactive approach with the Royals training staff to stay on the mound. Kansas City has made the list. The NFL has named 5 sites as finalists to host the NFL draft in 2019 and 2020. The finalists to host either the 2019 or 2020 draft include Denver, Kansas City, Las Vegas, and Nashville, plus a combined entry of Cleveland and Canton, Ohio. They'll announce their selections in May during the league's spring meetings in Atlanta. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball tip-offs Friday. Marysville hosting Chapman. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Valley Heights entertains Axtell. Girls and boys games live on FM, 95.5. Plus our high school games streaming on our website and our mobile app. Hanover tips off at Clifton Clyde. Frankfort travels to Wetmore. Lynn is at Wakefield. Centralia at St. Mary's. Marysville wrestlers in regional competition at Abilene this weekend.
Wildcat fans, celebrate 50 seasons of K-State women's basketball when your Cats take on KU at 3 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Bramlage Coliseum. Throwback jersey ticket packages are available for $20 that include a replica throwback women's basketball jersey and chairback ticket. Fans can purchase general admission tickets for $5 in advance by visiting kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS today.
Heartland Foods remembers those who served during World War II and fought in the Battle of Iwo Jima. The importance of this battle shall be remembered forever, as it was America's final step to winning the war. Take time this Iwo Jima Day to honor our military for doing amazing things for our country. Heartland Foods in Beatrice.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details. Turn off the grow lights, gather a few milk jugs and potting mix, and start planting seeds. Winter sowing is a way to start transplants from seeds outdoors without a greenhouse or cold frame. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Punch 4 small holes in the bottom of the jug for drainage. Next, partially cut the jug to create a hinged lid. Make your cut about 3 to 4 inches above the bottom, leaving the area by the handle attached. Fill the bottom with potting mix. Plant seeds at the recommended depth and spacing, or even a bit closer. Gently water until the excess runs out the bottom of the container. Label the inside and outside of the jug with a permanent marker. Close the lid and seal it shut with duct tape. Remove the cap and set your milk jug cold frame in a sunny location outdoors where rain and snow can reach them. Planting dates vary on the growing climate, individual gardeners, and the seeds you're planting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
This place owes much of its identity to someone who died in 1947. But if you come here today, the town and the story are as vibrant as ever. It's a walk through a remarkable small town on today's American countryside. Brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Red Cloud, Nebraska was the home of Pulitzer Prize-winning author Willa Cather. Many of her novels used this town on the Great Plains as a backdrop. Although she passed away in the 1940s, Ashley Olson, director of the Willa Cather Foundation, says the author's life remains a draw for this town today. But keeping Cather top of mind can be a challenge since she passed in 1947. The foundation and town at large helped restore the old opera house here, the site where Cather had her high school graduation.
We also try to share Cather with the world through other mediums. So we have a performing arts center at the Red Cloud Opera House. And while not all the productions we stage here are Cather related, we do strategically choose a few each year that are somehow tied to her work.
Over the past 2 decades, the National Willa Cather Center and local residents have renovated some buildings downtown, including the aforementioned Opera House, creating places people want to visit.
We have artist signings and lectures, gallery exhibits. We have a 612-acre native prairie that we use for programming.
Updated storefronts, a focus on literary arts, but also attention to vital services, such as an early childhood learning center, have made this town a vibrant community that's attracting people to visit or stay.
People in this day and age are in a really opportune situation. They can choose, with all the technological advances, people can choose to live and work wherever they desire. So we've really tried to make Red Cloud an attractive place.
And you too can see a place rich in history with a bright future when you follow the path of Willa Cather. Traveling the countryside in Red Cloud, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Today on Living the Country Life Radio, we'll hear from a Purina poultry expert. Stay tuned for information and advice for your backyard flock.
I say chick, you say strong. Chick, strong. Chick, strong.
If you raise backyard chickens, these are the two words you'll want to remember. Purina's Chick Strong system is included in all Purina starter grower feeds. What is Chick Strong system? Baby chicks require 38 unique nutrients from day one, and they're all included in Purina starter grower feeds. That's right. You can leave the supplements on the shelf. That's the Chick Strong promise, because strong chicks equal happy hens. Look for Purina starter grower feeds to try Chick Strong system. And then next time someone says chick, you can say strong.
Strong chicks equal happy hens. Learn more at purinamills.com/strong. That's purinamills.com/strong.
Are you a backyard chicken keeper, or are you thinking about getting your first chicks this year? Either way, we'll have a weekly flock segment for you to tune into each Friday. It's called Flock Strong Friday, brought to you by Purina, a new series all about raising happy, healthy backyard flocks. Our first guest is Dr. Patrick Biggs, a nutritionist with Purina. Dr. Biggs, tell us about Purina, where you're calling in from, and your connection to backyard coops.
Hello, I'm calling in from the Purina Animal Nutrition Center located in Gray Summit, Missouri. This is a 1,188-acre working farm where all of our nutrition research happens. We have horses, dairy, and beef cattle, goats, sheep, bees, deer, and pigs. But most importantly for today's discussion, we have chicken. Now, we've been studying poultry nutrition for nearly a century here at the farm, but more recently we have added 12 backyard chicken coops. We continue to do nutrition research in a setting just like our customers because that's the best way to learn, share advice, and develop our feeds that benefit their chicken. Our Flock Strong feeding program is a testament to this commitment. In this program, we have complete starter grower feeds with the Chick Strong system for chicks and complete layer feeds with Oyster Strong system for hens. This means all the nutrients your bird need are included right in the bag. No need to supplement.
One feed for chicks and one feed for hens. That makes feeding chickens simple. What are some areas of study at the Purina coops, and how does this help flock raisers?
We look at everything that impacts bird health and happiness, from management to nutrition. We evaluate different management practices to help birds stay happiest and how nutrition impacts bird health and performance. We have a feed mill right on the farm, so we can test different nutrient combinations to create the best recipe. We monitor how the birds perform on those feeds. We measure bird growth, egg production, appearance, and happiness from day one all the way through mature hen. Recently, we've been looking at the impact of day one nutrition on long-term success. As we suspected, strong chicks become happy hens. It all starts on day one. In fact, this is why we're excited about the Chick Strong system, which is part of our starter grower feed. With the Chick Strong system, all 38 nutrients chicks require from day one are included right in the bag.
Wow, nearly a century of poultry research and expertise packed into each bag of Purina feed. Thank you for this great information, Dr. Biggs. We're excited to learn more about your research and advice each week as this series continues. Tune in to next week's Flock Strong Friday for more poultry tips from Purina.
To heat poultry barns in the winter. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
A two-year experiment replacing propane-fueled heat with a wood chip burner showed a sizable cost savings for an Albany, Minnesota poultry grower. Fritz Ebinger is with the University of Minnesota Extension Clean Resource Team, which was part of the project.
This is not your grandma and grandpa's wood stove. This is a really developed technology, and I know a number of folks use wood pellets for burning, but these technologies have come a long way. Something I do think people should consider for thermal sourcing, especially just being able to source their fuel from Minnesota and having to bring it in through propane tanks and so forth.
Farmer Bill Koenig not only saved money on fuel, he says the wood chip system offered other benefits as well.
It just became a cleaner environment, enjoyable for me to work in. So operating it that way, over the second year when we really had this baby working well, the lower feed costs, which means better conversion, that barn cost less per pound to the integrator.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Klein Realty and Auction will sell 80 acres of Marshall County farmland, meadow, and wildlife habitat located south of Vermilion for Bryce and Lydia Heaney Hockey this Saturday beginning at 2 p.m. Sale to be held at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. Property consists of 26.5 acres terraced, tillable upland, 15 acres upland of growing wheat, 3.75 acres wildlife habitat with a balance of 34 acres native meadow with a draw and a pond. This is located from the south end of Vermilion, a half mile to Tumbleweed Road, then a mile and a half west to 28th Road, and 3/4 miles south on the east side. For inspection or information, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer, 532-8381. 80 acres of Marshall County farmland, meadow and wildlife habitat, located south of Vermilion. Selling at auction this Saturday, February 17th, beginning at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Post in Frankfort. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can duck you.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
30, 35, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40,
and legislation in the Senate would exempt farmers from reporting requirements for animal waste emissions. The bill seeks an exemption for farmers and ranchers from the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation and Liability Act and the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act, or CERCLA, and EPRA. The bill introduced by Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer and Indiana's Joe Donnelly earlier in the week. Many co-sponsors, including the Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts and Kansas other Senator Jerry Moran. Well, Fischer said in 2008, the EPA published a final rule exempting most livestock operations from the law's reporting requirements. But then last April, a federal appeals court ruled EPA did not have the authority to create the exemption for agriculture. Known as the Fair Ag Reporting Method, or FARM Act, the legislation will maintain the exemption for certain federally registered pesticides, exempt air emissions from animal waste on a farm from reporting requirements, as well as provide agriculture producers with greater certainty by reinstating the status quo producers have been operating under since the EPA 2008 final rule. Well, Canada expects trade challenges from the U.S. will continue even if NAFTA talks are successful. Tim Sargent, top bureaucrat in Canada's trade ministry, said even if a new NAFTA were to be signed tomorrow, he says they'll still face a lot of turbulence in the relationship with the U.S. on trade. He notes recent U.S. moves to impose duties on Canadian softwood lumber, commercial airlines, and some paper products as examples, and all were prompted by complaints by American firms. He also points out that President Trump's move to place duties on imports of solar panels says he can expect more from that. bad, he thinks, with the U.S. Trump threatened for a U.S. withdrawal from the talks if they don't get what they want. Canada recently done the same. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Information, Mid-America Ag Network in for Craig Mead. I'm Andy Hoosier. Still slow growth when it comes to your grains today, but a little bit of green beginning to pop up on Friday. March corn is up right now a half to 368 even. May corn, no change right now to 375 and a half. July corn at 383 even. Wheat for March is down 4 1/4 right now to 457 and a half. May wheat is down 4 1/4 to 471 even. KC wheat right now, no change at 478. And May is up a quarter to 493 and a quarter. On the green front, we are seeing green mostly across the board for your livestock today. February live cattle at 57 cents to 129.90. April live cattle is currently at 127.72, which is up 47 cents. And June is at 118.80. Feeder cattle for March is up 10 cents to 149.92. 152.37 for your April feeder cattle, which is up 7 cents. And May is currently at 152.92. A different story when it comes to your lean hogs. April lean hogs down 132 right now to 68.40. May is down 65 cents to 75.25. And June is down 25 cents to 79.95. Taking a look at some of the other markets today, the U.S. dollar index is up just a tad, 37 cents to 88.88. The S&P 500 March index is down 620 to 27.2770. But not such good news when it comes to your metals today. February gold still down 60 cents to 13.5150. April gold is up at 10 cents to 13.5540. Silver for March down 9 cents right now, 16.71. May at 16.79. Copper down to 3.24, which is down just a hair for March, and May is at 3.26. So still mixed across the board overall when it comes to all of your markets, including grain, soybeans, and livestock as well. As a reminder, being Friday and the holiday on Monday being President's Day, some of the trading starting to dip off for the day. Market information for Mid-America Ag Network. In for Craig Mead, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wake Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and our growth in cattle numbers in the United States is slowing down, but beef production is still increasing. I'll talk about it after this message. It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com. A few days ago, the Department of Agriculture released its annual cattle inventory report, and that report confirmed that although the U.S. cattle herd was still growing during the year of 2017, the rate of growth slowed sharply compared to recent years. That, according to Purdue University Extension economist James Minter. The NAS numbers estimated that the January 1 inventory of all cattle and calves in this country totaled 94.4 million head. That's up less than 1% compared compared to a year earlier, and it compares to inventory increases of nearly 2% during 2016 and just over 3% in 2015. Increases in the beef cow inventory the last 2 years have been somewhat larger than in the all cattle and calves inventory. For example, during 2016, the beef cow inventory increased 3.5%, followed by a 1.6% increase during 2017. Commercial cattle slaughter during 2017 totaled 32.2 million head. That's an increase of just over 5% compared to a year earlier. But compared to 2015, when the cattle numbers for processing bottomed out at 28.8 million head, the volume in 2017 was 12% larger. Beef production during 2017 did not increase as rapidly as cattle slaughter, since cattle dressed weights averaged 1.4% below a year earlier. And so as a result, beef production during 2017 rose 4% compared to 2016. Back with the final word after this message.
Today's farm equipment is expensive, so why not protect your investment with high-quality Cenex lubricants from the Farmers Cooperative? Save $10 when you purchase a 40-pack of Cenex Premium Grease, or earn a $50 gift card with the purchase of 125 gallons of Cenex high-quality lubricants. Offer ends February 28th. See your local Farmers Cooperative branch for complete details. Extend your equipment's life with Cenex quality lubricants.
Farmers Cooperative.
Unless we have a major catastrophe in the cattle industry this year or next, I think there will be plenty of beef to enjoy those hamburgers and sirloin steaks. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Saturated buffers are a relatively new practice for improving water quality. They direct nitrates into the soil instead of the stream. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Keep nitrates in the soil and out of the stream by installing a practice called a saturated buffer as part of the tile drainage outlet. Jim Jordahl is the program and operations director for the Iowa Agriculture Water Alliance. He says saturated buffers are installed at the tile line near a stream, and new tile lines are placed parallel to the stream. The water flow is then diverted to the new lateral tile lines.
These lines are perforated, and that flow goes through the soil slowly and through that vegetated area back toward the stream. And the idea is that we can remove the nitrate that's in that tile flow by being taken up into the plants that are in that riparian area, or just the actions of bacteria can turn that nitrate into a harmless nitrogen gas.
Like most edge-of-field conservation practices, the area has to meet specific criteria before a saturated buffer can be installed. It doesn't bring a direct economic benefit to the landowner, but it's still advantageous.
The bulk of the benefit really goes to the water users downstream. Because of that, we have a number of financial assistance, or what you might call cost share type programs, that can defray most, if not all, of the cost for these practices. So farmers and landowners that just want to be proactive and do all they can and kind of stay on the cutting edge of these kind of practices.
Jordahl says saturated buffers remove a lot of nitrate, are low maintenance, relatively simple to install, and low cost. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about saturated buffers at agriculture.com.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance. Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Every producer wants efficient females that produce healthy calves without assistance. But how can producers make the most informed decisions when selecting females to keep in the herd? Ken Retallick, a director of genetic services for Angus Genetics Incorporated, has the answer. Maternal Plus, a program offered by the American Angus Association, is designed specifically for producers looking to get the most out of their reproductive trait data.
Maternal Plus is basically our whole herd inventory-based reporting system. And so it's a voluntary program for our members who can take advantage of basically this platform to collect cow production tools or cow production data in their herds so that we can work towards a longevity or stability type tool. So it was started in 2012 here at the association, and since then we've had over 40,000 cows get on the program, and so we're really making headway with being able to collect that amount of data in order for us to kind of take the next step for future trait selection.
Right off the bat, Maternal Plus users will get several benefits which help producers select for more productive females and better market their cow herd.
The overarching benefit is going to be when we get to a stability or longevity type tool. We all love the Angus cow, right? And we think she can do a really good job out there in the industry, so why not collect the data and let's prove it out and tell our commercial customers how long she's predicted to stay in the herd.
And she says as the association collects more data, Maternal Plus could turn into something even more meaningful to producers.
Immediate benefits are going to include things like having more prediction accuracy on current tools like heifer pregnancy. Because you are giving us your heifer breeding records every year, obviously that's going to help us maintain an accuracy on that HP-EPD. The second thing you get are some pretty cool Maternal Plus reports that are just for Maternal Plus users.
Learn more about Maternal Plus and how it can enhance your operation. Visit your American Angus Association login or call the American Angus Association Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by the Kansas Wheat Commission.
KNDY.